Well, Jimmy, this is a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit frustrating for everyone involved, really, but you know, you can't control the weather, so just where it goes.
So what is actually the problem now?
Well, I think that, it's, you know, with the heavy showers we've had over the last week or so, it just, you know, another one, and the ground's pretty saturated, so it's just a bit of boggy ground and a wet square, so all in all, not a great recipe for getting back out there today, and hopefully we get some drying weather this afternoon and the showers that are around evade it and we can get back on tomorrow. But lost a fair bit of time already, so see how we go.
I mean, you know, yesterday there were questions about being an outground in September and the rain. I mean, you know, there hasn't been a lot of rain, although it was quite heavy for half an hour, but again, you get the feeling that maybe on a main ground we would have been back playing again by now, wouldn't we?
The main grounds have got the benefit of drainage and stuff like that. But I know that I'd say this, the boys are playing down on the nursery and they've had, you know, missed a fair bit of cricket. So it's just where it goes. I don't think there's too much you can do. You know, they just had a test match at Lord's, so it's, you know, scheduling can be pretty tricky at the best of times. It's probably just a bit unlucky, really.
Yeah. I mean, there's a suggestion that maybe water's gotten around the pitch again. Is that the case?
I don't know. I didn't even have a look, but certainly the bit I walked out just now before the hog had gone out, admittedly, but that was, well, it didn't look great. So, and the umpires, you know, everyone's pretty clued in. So, you know, trust their decision, and you know, we just got to hope we can get some cricket in tomorrow.
Now, Middlesex need points here, and Hampshire do need points, but yeah, Maybe slightly less so. Is there now a feeling that, you know, you're looking at what Somerset are doing as much as anything?
Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing how the other game's going, but yeah, I think everyone, it's quite congested in that, you know, bar the top two probably, and Warwickshire look like they're going to have a hell of a job on their hands, really, but everyone else is pretty tight. So yeah, of course points are valuable. So we've got sort of 2.5 games to go. I thought we bowled really well today. Just got to try and keep that up and, you know, see how the game is balanced probably, you know, as the day progresses tomorrow, and you just never know how it's probably going to be tricky to make, but yeah, we might be able to make a game of it, but then I don't know, I have to see what the lads think about it and stuff like that. But yeah, look, it's frustrating. It's always frustrating when you miss or you lose a, you know, fair chunk of time out of any game, but yeah, I think both sides probably keen to get out there, but can't do anything about the conditions.
Back captain in the side. I know, a little bit by default, but here you are again, leading the side.
Yeah, lovely. No, look, it's you know, the nature of it is that with you know, Bales away and Vincey having a little tweak in warm-ups, it's you know, probably up to one of the old timers to have a crack. But no, it's nice. The guys have been good. It's something that I probably did feel was behind me in a way, but needs must. And you know, hopefully over the next 2 days, it's an enjoyable few days, you know, because there's certainly times where it's good, and there's also times where it can be hell of a frustrating thing to do. But no, it's nice to do it as a one-off thing.
I know you were a bit reluctant when you did it in the past, and you know, but I'm sure there were times when you enjoyed it. But so, what was the secret? Did you sort of put your hand up and say, "I want to be captain because there's nobody else," or what?
I kind of knew what was coming. I had a feeling there was a fair chance that Chalks might. So as I was walking off, I saw Craig walk out here, and I kind of thought I'd just double back here and just wait till Slug walks in first. But
no, it's not really about that. It's about just, you know, someone who can step in and help the guys out as much as possible. So in a way, when you're a senior player, you're kind of doing it anyway without the official stamp, I suppose. So we've got a lot of experienced guys out there: Jimbo, Sean, Bergie and Fid, and you know, while the rest of the lads are probably a bit not as much experience from the, you know, we've got a very young side. It's quite a sort of strange balance of old like me and really young up and coming. So it's quite nice, but it's yeah, be a good couple of days.